The Holy Gospel according to St. Matthew, the 14th chapter. Now when Jesus heard about the death of John, he withdrew from there in a boat to a desolate place by himself. But when the crowds heard it, they followed him on foot from the towns. When he went ashore, he saw a great crowd, and he had compassion on them and healed their sick. Now when it was evening, the disciples came to him and said, "This is a desolate place, and the day is now over. Send the crowds away to go into the villages and buy food for themselves." But Jesus said, "They need not go away. You give them something to eat." They said to him, "We have only 5 loaves here and 2 fish. And he said, "Bring them here to me." Then he ordered the crowds to sit down on the grass, and taking the 5 loaves and the 2 fish, he looked up to heaven and said a blessing. Then he broke the loaves and gave them to the disciples, and the disciples gave them to the crowds, and they all ate and were satisfied. And they took up 12 baskets full of the broken pieces left over, and those who ate were about 5,000 men. Besides women and children. This is the gospel of the Lord. During Jesus' ministry, the disciples saw him do a ton of miracles. And they believed Jesus could do just about anything. They saw Jesus open the eyes of the blind, and they believed Jesus could truly make someone see again. They saw Jesus have a crippled man stand up and walk. And they believed Jesus could truly make someone walk again. They saw Jesus stop a woman from bleeding. And they believed Jesus could stop a person from bleeding. But then one day, the disciples were confronted with something new: feeding people. 5,000 men were there listening to Jesus preach. And you may have noticed in the scriptures that that number did not even count all of the women and all of the children who were with those 5,000 men. So if you counted all of the men and all of the women and all of the children, that number was probably more closer to around 20,000. And some estimates say that is even a conservative number. All of those people, though, came to hear Jesus preach, and that's the important point. Well, at the end of the day, after the end of hearing him speak, it was time to head home. But home was a long way, and there were no drive-thrus to run through on the way back home to get something to eat. So what to do? How do you feed 20,000 people? Well, Jesus had a solution, and to Jesus it seemed very easy. He just told the disciples, "Give them something to eat. They don't have to go away. Feed them right here." Well, the disciples' response to Jesus was also very simple and also very reasonable. It made sense to them. "We only have 5 loaves of bread, and we only have 2 little fish. If we were talking in the neighborhood of roughly around 20,000 people, 5 little loaves of bread and 2 fish... it's not going to go a very long way. That would barely feed 1 or 2 people, much less 20,000. And of course it wouldn't. Because the disciples were looking at those 5 loaves of bread and those 2 small fish with worldly eyes, with sinful nature eyes, with fallen eyes. They were not looking at that food with eyes of faith. After all, these were the men who saw Jesus open the eyes of the blind, and they believed Jesus could open the eyes of the blind. These men saw Jesus have cripples stand up and walk, and they believed Jesus could truly make cripples stand up and walk. They saw Jesus stop a woman from bleeding, and they believed Jesus could stop a person from bleeding. But why couldn't they believe Jesus could do something just as miraculous now? Maybe because they never saw him duplicate bread and fish before. Who knows? Maybe it was because there were so many people and so little food. Who knows? All we do know is they believed Jesus could do miraculous things. They had seen him do miraculous things. But now, something new had arisen. And all of a sudden, the disciples were not so quick to believe that Jesus could do the same miraculous things before. Well, we can't really point fingers at the disciples. When something new happens in our lives, we often don't know how to react. Look at us. We have grown up our whole lives seeing Jesus do a ton of miraculous things. Because every Sunday, we hear our sins forgiven in the absolution. And we do believe. We believe that when a pastor forgives our sins, it is just as sure and certain in heaven and on earth as if God himself were forgiving our sins. That is a wonderful gift given to us by God. And we can believe it because it's true. God promised he would work that way. But what if something new happens? What if we do a sin that shocks even us? What if it's a sin that hurts people in our own family? What if it was a sin that made us just feel dirty inside and embarrassed? We may begin to wonder. We may begin to doubt. How could God even forgive this? Maybe we think the sin is so bad that God won't forgive us. Or maybe we think that it is a sin that is so bad that the devil tricks us into thinking that we should be punished for it, that we should suffer for it for a little bit. We didn't always think that way about sin. We used to believe that sin is something to be confessed and forgiven. We used to see throughout all the years of our lives the comfort we had in confessing our sin and receiving God's absolution, his reliefs. But now, something new. We find ourselves in uncharted territory. How could God forgive this sin? Would God forgive this sin? And it may get so bad that we don't believe God will forgive us. It may get so bad that we feel like we deserve this, that we deserve to feel this way. And I tell you, that is the greatest of lies coming from the devil, who is the greatest of liars. Seeing something new is a challenge for us. There are times when we will be confronted with something new in the faith that we don't know how to act in the faith or how to respond in the faith. Remember what Jesus' own disciples went through. They were confronted with a situation that they had never seen before. How to feed 20,000 people. And they didn't know how to act. They didn't know that they could turn to Jesus. They didn't know that Jesus could even cover something this big. But he did. You know, there's an interesting little fact about this feeding of the 5,000. It was the time of year in which it took place. Because the Bible tells us that a special holiday was going on at this time. The holiday was Passover. You remember this holiday? While the Jews were still slaves in Egypt, they were told by God to sacrifice a lamb and spread its blood over the door frame of their homes. And when the angel of death saw this blood, he would pass over that house and not strike down the firstborn in that home. And the Jewish people were told that the next day they would leave Egypt and begin a very long trek to the promised land. At that very first Passover, this deliverance was something new. It was something the Jewish people had never faced before, they had never seen before. And you have to put yourself in their shoes. It was undoubtedly scary. Because God was asking them to leave everything behind and to embark on a brand new life in Him. Now that's good news to hear. But because it was something new, it was probably a bit scary for them. Because they may have wondered some of the practical things of life. Where are we going to eat? Where are we going to sleep? Is God going to care for us for this whole trip or just part way? And they weren't given those answers. They were just told to step out and embark in faith, and God was going to care for them. For God's people, this deliverance was something brand new. It had never been done before. And so God's people were delivered. They were delivered by the sacrifice of a lamb, and its blood was spread over their doorways as they walked out into a new life. The Jewish people were seeing something new, and it was scary, but they had faith that God would see them through it, and we know that God did. God was faithful. God is always going to see His people through this life, no matter what it is we face. Look for what He did for those almost 20,000 people. He performed something new. He performed a miracle of feeding all of them through just 5 loaves of bread and 2 fish. Those poor disciples were confronted with such a large, daunting task that they didn't know how to react. But that's okay. We may not always know how to act, but your God always knows the right answer. When the disciples fed those 20,000 people, there was plenty to go around. And the Bible says that not only were there extra baskets of food that were left over, but even more importantly, it says that all the people were satisfied. All the people were satisfied with what Jesus gave them. All they needed was found in Jesus. They were full in Jesus. They were complete in Jesus. They were satisfied in Jesus. Our God knows that you have confessed many sins over the years, and you believe that Christ will forgive your sins. And He will. Well, remember, when a sin happens that appears too powerful or disgusting or overwhelming, never forget that Christ takes away all sin, no matter how large or how big it may appear. Whether big or small, doesn't matter. And new sins will come, new challenges to our faith will come. Think about this. Every person born since Adam has died. And even though dying is an old event for humanity, you only die once. And when that day comes for us, it will be something new, at least for us. And whether we react in fear or joy to that day, doesn't matter, because what truly matters is that you remember and believe that Christ, the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world, has been sacrificed for you. And His blood has been spread over the door frames of your lives. And you are being asked to take a step out into this life in faith and into that new life in Christ in faith. You have nothing to fear. Even though in this earthly life you will face new sins that may alarm you, Christ's blood can cover anything. Even though death will one day come for us, we can even walk through that portal knowing that Christ will never forsake us. As long as we have breath in our lungs, we are going to face something new in life that will challenge us. The disciples faced a situation they didn't know how Jesus would handle, but he did. And new challenges will undoubtedly abound in life for each of us. But Christ is here to bring you himself, to fully satisfy you, to complete you, to fulfill you. You may not always know how Jesus will handle these new challenges you face in life, but have faith, because he will. Amen. And now may the peace of God, which surpasses our understanding, keep your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus our Lord. Amen.